Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are... Sorry. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Appreciate you all taking time out from your busy masturbating schedule to listen to my show. Apparently, there are some people, though, that just cannot wait until their workday is over. And I didn't really want to cover the story because, you know, honestly, there are bigger topics and bigger fish to fry right now in the United States. Right, then, you know, somebody who gets caught masturbating while on the job. But it made headlines. And you want to know what? I want to take a break from politics for a few minutes. So we're going to talk about it, okay? So apparently, CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin, he also, I believe, writes for the New Yorker magazine, was apparently, sorry, it's not funny. It's not funny at all. Apparently, sorry, there was a Zoom call with him and some radio and New York magazine media colleagues, and apparently don't understand how this happened. Okay, I'm no expert on Zoom or tech, but I'm sure there's some safety measures against this. For some reason, allegedly, Mr. Toobin initiated another video call without turning off his microphone or his video, his camera, on the first Zoom call, and use that time during the workday to pleasure himself with everybody watching. This makes national news. And you know it should. It should. I actually feel bad that I haven't brought this up. We knew this was going to happen. We knew that now that people could work from home, okay, that they have more opportunity to do things to themselves than they could when they were at the office. Because apparently, it's frowned upon to have any sort of sexual activity while you're in your cubicle or at your desk or in your office. People do, unfortunately, but that's a big no-no. So now people are home. And, so why not, I guess? And I guess the most common time of day for people to masturbate is during the day. Because it gives them an opportunity when their spouse isn't there. And so for those people whose spouses aren't very hospitable to a partner doing any sort of self sessions, many of them find the need to, you know, take advantage of the wife at work or kids at school and whatever, which, by the way, can be rectified, where just kind of communicate with your partner going, look, you know, I don't want to get in trouble on my next Zoom call, so do you mind if I do it? And I'm sure wifey's going to be saying, for the love of the Lord, please, okay? By the way, the average wife doesn't care. I don't know if there are any wives out there that care, but, you know, I mean, if my husband wants to take, well, we don't really have magazines anymore, but, I mean, for any of us who have husbands that want to watch porn, fine by us. I mean, it's really not, I would rather they do that than actually do it with a real life person. So fine by me. I think that's a huge misconception. A lot of married men out there think that the wife's going to be mad. No, it's fine by us. I don't even care who you think about. Jessica Alba, whoever, whatever, floats your boat, I don't care. It's totally fine, you know, because for me, it's Michael Fassbender. So you got to have that kind of communication where, all right, it's okay, and it's not the worst thing in the world. And in fact, it can make a marriage stronger. But we're going to go into that a little bit later. What we need to talk about is Zoom. And this isn't the first time somebody has gotten caught, unfortunately, having sex while their coworkers or colleagues watch. I think in Brazil, there was supposed to be a council meeting, And I believe somebody who leads the council, and they were going to be speaking on, I guess, food for schools. And so you obviously had a lot of people there that, you know, were probably concerned about kids. And maybe some of them had their kids sitting next to them because, oh, you know, this has to do with school. Why don't you watch mommy work? Well, unfortunately, somebody and his assistant decide to have sex, right? I'm doggy style near a couch, right, while Zoom was on. Now, okay, school me on Zoom. When I get asked to go onto Zoom, there's a link, and I get asked to go on Zoom, so I'm dressed, okay, I make sure I have my background, and then I click the link, and then the link says, can we access your camera? Yeah, and I check my hair, and I check my teeth, and I'm like, now. And then I hit the button, and then I, you know, I'm like, yeah, the kid, and then like, yeah, and I got my smile going on, but I mean, you have time to prepare, and then there's like a light on my laptop. I don't know about a desktop, but I think it's supposed to be very obvious that you're on camera. And I've never minimized the call because if I'm on Zoom, I'm going to stay on Zoom. Maybe some people have Zoom and then they go and they play a game or they surf. So I really don't know how that works. But then when the Zoom call is over, you get kicked off. And I know this because, you know, whenever there is a meeting, you know, because I'm not around a lot of people, I miss them. So I start to talk. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, yeah. So anyway, guys, you know, then I start to, and then all of a sudden I get kicked off. I'm like, but I wanted to talk to everybody. So the host has a lot of control. They can mute you. They could shut off. They could, you know, kick you off. They could even fire you on a Zoom. Never been fired by Zoom. Sure, that'll happen one day. But so I don't understand how, if you're the recipient of the Zoom, you could get caught. Now, what if you're the host? Well, if you're the host, you also have full control. So then you kind of start to wonder, do people do this on purpose? Do they like to be watched? Or are people, I don't know, on drugs and they just aren't really diligent about it? But, I mean, you know, there's lots of ways to lose one's job during the COVID pandemic and with everything going on and with, you know, an election coming up and people just, you know, just going after each other for political leanings. And, I mean, I see and I hear people losing a job left and right. I think one of the stupidest reasons to lose a job is being on the job and letting everybody see you do something that really should be done in private. And, you know, that's another thing, too. And this is something we women don't understand. How do guys masturbate in a whole empty room? Don't you want to be, like, hidden somewhere and lights off? And I don't get that. I hear that. And maybe you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Why is that a guy thing? Where you could be in the middle of a whole entire house. Is it kind of like, you know, I'm out there in the, you know, woods or, you know, I'm out in the open? I don't know. I don't get it. But, man, I would be, like, buried under 2,000 blankets one and mattresses. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. MilitaryDoctor.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Please, for the love of the Lord, if you're going to be working from home, work from home. Last thing we need is bosses going, wait a second. And my employee isn't working. All right, they're doing other stuff on Zoom. Guys, if you want to work from home, okay, we all got to kind of chip in here and look like we're working. Even if you're not working, just look like you're working, okay? Don't let there be Zoom evidence of otherwise. So I'm working. I'm trying to figure out this whole tax plan that Joe Biden has brought up. And Trump has suggested his tax plans, and I'm not a Republican or a Democratic strategist, but I think any candidate needs to be very, very careful when they bring up the term tax, especially during the economic issues we're having right now. So headlines have been just exploding all over the place. Even 50 Cent spoke out on it, saying that Joe Biden's tax plan is going to basically be about 62% in total for state and federal income taxes for those who make over $400,000. Now, for the average person, they're going, okay, well, that's not me, so we're good. All right, yeah, $400,000, those people are rich, so whatever, they got the extra money. And I don't know if it's really going to be 62%. I'm sure the economists figured it out, and they're like, yeah, they're going to probably be charged a heck of a lot. Right now, many people who are upper income are charged anywhere between 35% to 40%. And that could vary if you're also paying on top of that state income taxes. And, you know, we live in Nevada. So Nevada, we don't have a state income tax, but for some reason, we still have all these other taxes. So, you know, I think all in all, a lot of us end up paying a lot in taxes, whether you're middle income, whether you're lower income, whether you're upper income. And so Joe Biden had suggested in his tax plan that those who make over $400,000 are going to be taxed more. And we could get into the breakdown of how much. I just think the 62%, 62.6% might be an overreach, but that's how headlines work. They want to, you know, show the most, shall we say, severe of things. So they're like, oh my gosh, Biden wants to tax us 62%. All right, so not everybody, but still, he also wants to raise corporate income tax, whereas President Trump has been talking about tax cuts. Now, obviously, you know, to anybody who understands the economy, the last thing you want to do in a recession or possibly on a way to a depression is to raise taxes, okay, even on the rich. I know Governor Cuomo, Bill de Blasio spoke out in how in New York, okay, they're going to need the rich to kind of help cover the budget deficits. This is not the thing you want to say during an election. And I think many of us voters who have kind of, this isn't our first rodeo, whenever somebody goes, read my lips, right, no more taxes, whatever they say on the campaign trail, you really can't take for, you know, as gold. I mean, we haven't really seen taxes go up, I don't believe, during the Trump administration. I don't know. I still feel like I'm paying an arm and a leg. Yeah, I'm paying a lot at the gas pump, and I'm paying a lot with sales tax and things like that. But I don't think we've had tax increases. Unfortunately, there's huge budget deficits. States need money. They need the money from somewhere. So is Biden's tax plan sound? Do you take the rich? And do you tax them more? Do you take corporations? Do you tax them more? So some people might be like, yeah, the corporations can have it. The corporations have money, right? They have coffee services. They have, you know, all the whiteout, you know, in the world. And, you know, there's toilet paper, and corporations have the money. I don't know about you guys, but I'm watching what's happening to corporations. And corporations like Delta, corporations like American Airlines, corporations like Victoria's Secret, they're not doing so good. Corporations like Sears. Which corporations are you taxing? The ones that are laying people off? The ones that are cutting benefits? The ones that are cutting hours? The ones that are closing stores down? AMC Theaters. AMC Theaters is a huge corporation. Yeah, let's tax AMC Theaters. AMC Theaters like, guys, we out. We only have a few more months of money. In fact, I believe AMC Theaters is allowing you to rent out a whole movie theater for like $99 or something like that. So if you got a birthday party for your kid, and actually there's a few kids having a birthday party, you can all go halvesies or quarterlies or triplies or whatever on it, rent out a movie theater. You guys would still be social distancing, and the kids are going to be thinking you're the bomb. That's what you got to do. You got to combine birthdays, you know? My son's birthday's coming up this week. I'm a baby. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to do that. He's already got his present. I'm not going to be renting out a movie theater. I don't even know if there's a good movie out, you know? But anyway, so which corporations are doing so well that you could tax them more? And what happens when you tax a corporation? What happens when you tax or raise taxes on a restaurant chain? Do you think they go, well, okay, yeah, we make too much money, you guys can have the extra money? No. What do? Well, CEOs and everybody and all upper management is now under the gun to figure out what they're going to do with their bottom line. So everybody meets going, all right, tax rates up. Guys, figure out where we could cut costs. Well, we could slow down on bonuses. we could raise the rates. Why don't we charge $4.50 for a glass of soda at the restaurant? Yeah, let's charge $4.50. Right? When somebody asks for ranch with the French fries, why don't we add a dollar? Okay? Why don't we get rid of menus and make everybody's smartphone that squiggly code and, you know, nobody understands what the heck it is? Why don't we add extra ice to the drink so we're only giving less alcohol and less drink? How many of you have gone to a restaurant and ordered something and you basically got a cup of ice with some liquid and two straws sucks away and you're done with the drink? Okay, that's what a restaurant does. Okay, what about retail? All right, well, if we got to be taxed more, fine. Why don't we just up the prices? All right, we'll up the prices, or we'll have less discounts. So, to me, and again, I'm not an economist, you know, but I do spend money, right? I am a consumer. I am a mom. I'm a physician. One thing I notice is if something's more expensive, I don't buy it. If it gets too expensive to go out to eat, and it doesn't really make sense taking your family out to eat, if you're going to be spending close to $80, that makes no sense. I could get $80 worth of groceries and cook a really nice healthy meal at home. Yeah, I could cook. You guys haven't seen that. I could cook. So why am I going to spend extra money? You know, why am I going to, you know, spend twice on a pair of jeans when I understand I need more cloth? Thank you. I understand I might need a bigger size these days, but still, why am I going to spend more money on jeans? I'm just going to rewear some sweatpants, okay? So, you know, it starts to affect the consumer. And if you want to, if you're a candidate, whether you're Trump or Biden, okay, and you want to please people, you should get out there on the microphone and not say, yeah, we're going to tax the rich, because you're already having people in Hollywood and New York saying, I'm out. What you want to say is, look, okay, we need tax dollars, but we get tax dollars from consumerism. We get tax dollars from income. So why don't we encourage more people working? Why don't we encourage more wages and people making more money? Why don't we encourage more shopping? And how do we do that? By cutting taxes, by cutting costs of things, by incentivizing employers to hire more people. I talked about this years ago when it came to Obamacare. Rather than fine everybody for not buying health insurance for an employee, why don't you incentivize? Give every employer a $500 tax credit if they hire another employee. Give them a $500 tax credit if they pay for their insurance. Give them a $1,000 tax credit if they hire another employee. For every employee, you get a $1,000 tax credit. Well, no, but, you know, corporations need to pay taxes. If that employee is making money, the employer is already paying taxes on that employee. And the employee is paying taxes. Do the math. Okay? You don't have to just sit here and raise taxes. Now, you also might want to kind of watch the spending. Okay? What are we spending money on? I'd really like to know why we have millions of dollars evaluating cow farts. And I know people say that's a fluff piece and it might be fake news. No, I've spoken to scientists. We are studying cow farts, all right, because of global warming. And summers are warmer, so everybody's worried about the cow. And then they're going to study human farts. Probably there's going to be human volunteers, and some of us are going to really rake it in big. Right? You know, do we really have to spend that kind of money right now? I mean, should we be looking at renewable energy? Should we be looking at saving our fish? Should we be looking at how to make healthier, you know, sort of, you know, fish farms? So we're not GMOing our fish and, you know, causing people to eat hormone-injected fish. I don't know what the heck we're doing with our fish. But, you know, what are we doing with our food sources? What are we doing with our medicine productions? Why are we buying all our medicines from China? If we bought our medicines in America, America would have those tax dollars. So if I was a candidate right now, I'd say, no, we're going to cut taxes and we're going to induce and incentivize spending and hiring. That's what I would do. 1-877-DUCK-FELLOW.
When you have have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is pushing back against the decision to mute candidates' mics during Thursday's presidential debate. Speaking with Fox News, Trump called the rule crazy and said it's not the first time the Commission on Presidential Debates has messed with his microphone.
This commission, I had problems with them 4 years ago where they stifled out my mic during my conversation with Crooked Hillary. And, you know, they muted my mic. They did a whole thing. They did this to me already. They modulated it at the time. And they actually had to write me a letter of apology. And they did it on purpose. Look, these people are not good people, this commission.
Home construction continues to be a strong spot for the economy. Home construction in September rose 1.9%, according to new numbers from the Commerce Department. Higher demand for homes combined with ultra-low mortgage rates have contributed to the construction surge. This is USA Radio News. The Department of Justice and 11 states have filed an antitrust suit against Google, alleging that it used its search engine's dominance to keep competitors down. The suit, filed in the D.C. District Court, alleges the company became a gatekeeper for the Internet through its search engine, and that it used that position to hurt competitors. Other states, like New York, are completing their own investigations into Google and say they may ask later to join the suit. In a statement on Twitter, the company responded, calling the suit flawed and claiming users go to Google because they choose to, not because they're forced to. Ireland is locking down to try to control a surge of coronavirus cases. The Irish government announced some of the strictest measures in Europe on Monday to last for the next 6 weeks. People are being told not to travel more than 3 miles from home, non-essential retail will be shuttered, and bars and restaurants will be restricted to takeout or delivery. Ireland has seen about 1,300 new COVID cases a day for the last 2 weeks, with hospitalizations for the virus doubling over the same period. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and a big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. Okay, so Melania has had to cancel tonight's trip to a Pennsylvania rally with her hubby because of a, quote, lingering cough after her COVID diagnosis. Apparently her office said she had a lingering cough after she had come down with COVID. This was supposed to be her first public appearance since battling the virus. President Trump was holding a campaign in Erie, Pennsylvania, and Melania was going to join him. It was kind of a big deal because people still want to see that their marriage is okay, and you know, and that they're you know, unified, and people love Melania. They think she's exquisite. They, you know, like to hear what she has to say, and they want to see her support her husband. But my guess is she was probably coughing a little, and that could be a distraction, and they probably thought collectively that it might not be the best optic to have somebody coughing. You know, one of you had asked me, why is President Trump not coughing during his speeches? Well, I do find that intriguing. I mean, if he did have respiratory COVID, you could have GI COVID, you know, COVID that affects your GI system with the diarrhea and the nausea and all that, and then you could have the respiratory COVID where you're in the hospital and you're given remdesivir and steroids and oxygen and things like that, which from what it sounds like President Trump got. And then you can have a lingering cough. Not everybody. There are cough suppressants people can take. Problem with President Trump, and this would be my problem too, is once you know that everybody's watching and waiting to capture that cough, they're going to try to capture that cough and go, President Trump was coughing all over his, you know, all during his speech. Once I think about don't cough, don't cough, don't cough, you cough. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's taking some sort of a cough suppressant, or maybe he's just not, maybe it didn't affect his lungs as much as we thought it would. So with Melania, she probably just doesn't want to, you know, take, not that anybody would hear her cough, you know, but it probably, to me, isn't worth the, you know, rage that the media would have. So, you know, we've talked about lingering symptoms, and Melania had written saying, I was very fortunate as my diagnosis came with minimal symptoms, though they hit me all at once, and it seemed to be a roller coaster of symptoms in the days after. She experienced body aches, cough, headaches. She said she felt tired most of the time. She goes, I chose to go a more natural route in terms of medicine, opting for more vitamins and healthy food. She doesn't really look like the type that eats a lot of junk food as it is. She still, you know, keeps her weight down, and she looks pretty good. President Trump had said Barron, his son, had COVID for like 3 seconds. So that's what he said. So I'm glad the family's doing well. I agree. If I was her, I would not be out there in public if she's coughing. Not so much because I'm worried that she's spreading it, but again, it just doesn't bode well for a campaign where President Trump is trying to look like he is as strong as possible. Rush Limbaugh, radio icon, one of the heavies in radio in terms of longevity and decades, had revealed on air this week that his advanced lung cancer has progressed. He states that the scans did show some progression of cancer. He says now prior to that, the scans had showed that we had rendered the cancer dormant. He said that's my phrase for it. He said we stopped the growth. It had been reduced. It had become manageable. But unfortunately, his lung cancer, which he was diagnosed with in January, appears to be progressing. Now, he almost seemed tearful at times. Unfortunately, people took to social media and kind of made fun of him, which I think is really sick, all right? You know, I mean, I wouldn't allow anybody to speak ill of anybody who, you know, unfortunately, you know, died, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Scalia. It's just, you know, people come out and they say really, really bad things. But the one thing he spoke about was this death sentence, and I wanted to bring this up. And it seemed pretty kind of grim and morbid, but, you know, he's been kind of taking his listeners along this journey with him. And whenever somebody's scared, they want transparency. And they want to know what's happening with their celebrity or with their president or with their, and you know, I even found myself with President Trump when he was in the hospital, I found myself checking his Twitter feed for the first time. I don't usually, I mean, I guess I follow him. I have clicked follow, but I don't obsessively follow his tweets because I'll hear about it in the news. But that night when I heard he was in the hospital, I kept checking his Twitter just because I wanted to see what the administration was going to do in terms of showing us if he's all right or not. And I know everybody says, well, he does his own tweets. Maybe he does. But I found myself checking the tweets because the not knowing is very unsettling. Whether you're a fan of President Trump or not, you wanted to know what was going on. So Rush Limbaugh's been kind of doing the same. And some people said, well, gosh, you know, he shouldn't have been so morbid and talking about how, you know, he wasn't under a death sentence and that might not be the case anymore. And, you know, he wrote, I hate the way I feel every day. It's tough to realize that the days where I do not think I'm under a death sentence are over. So, yeah, it's somber and all that. But, you know, for those who, you know, you're close to, the not knowing and then being just, you know, sidelined is, I think, a lot more difficult than you kind of explain in the process. Now, I you know, maybe women and men look at things differently. You know, I mean, for me, if God forbid anything happened to me in the cancer realm, I mean, I'd be walking, you know, my kids through the whole thing because I don't want them scared. I'm going to want them prepared. I'm going to want them to know, you know, I want a party. You know, God forbid, you know, I leave this world. I want a party at the funeral. I want to look good. Do not, though, have open casket. I want the casket closed. Maybe I'll make like a video, you know, of me kind of trying to cheer everybody up because I don't want people crying at my funeral. And you know, so I would be like, you know, planning and all that. And I would be, you know, whenever, you know, people are in sorrow, sometimes, you know, giving them something to do, giving them some work or whatever, you know, seems to help. Others might be like, no, I don't want people to see me like this. I want people to remember me healthy. And so I'm going to be like, all right, see ya. And then just kind of, you know, go off on my own. And, you know, maybe I might do the same thing. But he brought up something that was kind of, you know, important. He had brought up the, you know, days of him not, it's kind of a double or triple negative. He goes, it's tough to realize that the days where I do not think I'm under a death sentence are over. So there's like a triple negative there. But then he kind of corrected himself saying we all are under a death sentence, you know, but we all leave sometime, but with this, if, you know, once you have, as he had described it, once you have a diagnosis or a cancer diagnosis, it kind of puts it into a different perspective. And so, my advice to anybody, because everybody's afraid of the big C, you know, everybody's kind of afraid of, gosh, you know, if I smoked in the past, or if I chewed, or if I drank too much alcohol, or if I let myself go weight-wise, I'm screwed. You know, you always have time to redeem yourselves, you know, and you do, luckily in this day and age, you know, are able to stave things off. Okay, I mean, you know, we can't stop ourselves from getting hit by a bus. I mean, we could try to prevent it by not beat out in the street, you know, or, you know, kind of protecting ourselves that way. But when it comes to cancer, I mean, we know what we need to do. You know we need to avoid tobacco. We know, you know, if we do notice any cough or have any issues, we check our lungs. We know to get our mammograms. We know to get our colonoscopies. You know, we know to check our prostates. Not that, you know, prostate screening is guided by the USPSTF. But, you know, you have issues, you know, down there with your stream and all that. Make sure somebody's kind of keeping an eye on it. Could be benign, of course. But, you know, when we watch a celebrity go through something or, you know, or a president or whatever, you know, I really admire them for being transparent and kind of being open and talking us through it. You know, we might not want to hear bad news and we might not want to hear grim stuff, but knowing how their path went makes it kind of a little easier, you know, if God forbid we have ours. And hopefully we don't. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know I'm getting hoarse. Cannot be losing my voice. You know what? I yelled at my kid the other day. I think that's what did it. Oh, I yelled at him. I yelled at him good. Yeah. Oh, my God. I scared him. You know, because he was just messing with me. You know, and he was just, you know, push my buttons. And I was like, oh, I'm good. And then all of a sudden, I was like, ah. And it's funny because the cat hid. One of our cats hid. The dog's like, I'm a good girl. You know, but the cat was like, I'm going to stay away from mama until she finishes chewing out her kid. And I it was good. It was a good one. I was in the right, too. So I felt pretty good. So I don't like being accused of things. You know, one of my biggest fears, what was it? Was it the My Alibi movie? I remember as a young kid, there was this movie, I think it was with Tom Selleck, where he got accused of something and he never did it. And so I was always afraid. I don't ever want to be accused of something I didn't do. You know, I don't want to be accused of cheating. I don't want to be accused of stealing something. I don't want to be accused of, yeah, I just don't want to be accused of things. Yeah, because I mean, I make enough mistakes. You know, so accusing me of, you know, being an idiot or forgetting to use my little clicker when I, you know, switch lanes. But don't be accusing me of something. One thing I definitely don't want to be accused of is having a super spreader event. Apparently in New York, there was a Sweet 16 party. And so the family, unfortunately now, is kind of under the gun. This happened in Suffolk County because there was, I believe, 151 people were non-school affiliated. 183 people were school affiliated. And their contacts, I think, added up to like 354. And so I guess there are 11 cases of COVID now in active isolation because this girl turned 16 and she had a Sweet 16 party. Now, mind you, I know this is tough, okay? I got a kid that's going to be graduating this year, God willing. All right, I've seen, you know, medical students who were planning on getting married and they had to kind of put off their wedding or couldn't have the wedding of their dreams because of COVID. And I get we want to live life and all that, but I got to tell you, there's going to be somebody out there that if anybody does get sick and they decide to tie it to your event, you know, whatever memories you had with that Sweet 16 or with that graduation or bar mitzvah or whatever, you know, or wedding, is going to unfortunately be spewed all over the news as you causing people to get COVID. And then if somebody died, you know, people aren't going to be pretty vicious to you. So I would just say, you know, just, you know, think about it. I understand Sweet 16 is important. For me, my 16th birthday, my friends had a party. It was small. And we watched Eddie Murphy's Delirious because that had just come out. No, I don't know if it just came out. It had been out for a while and I hadn't seen it. And so I saw it, and it was like the funniest thing. And then I don't know what we did because, you know, I don't know. I think we went out or whatever. But, I mean, it wasn't a party. I didn't have a Sweet 16 party. My parents couldn't afford a party for Sweet 16. So there's other things you could do. Just don't get caught having a super spreader event. Apparently these yodelers did. Did you guys hear about this? I think in Europe there was a yodeling concert in Switzerland. Like, yodel-hee-hoo. How's it? Yodel-hee. I can't yodel. Yodel-hee-hoo. I can't yodel. I don't know. But anyway, this is in Switzerland. And in Switzerland, this concert was attended by 600 people. And there was social distancing, but people didn't wear masks because they had to hee-hoo. They had to yodel. So, unfortunately, they called that a super spreader event. Now, I'm not a big fan of yodeling music. You know, I love Barbershop Quartet. I don't really listen to yodeling music, although I do like that Leanne Rimes yodeling song, Cowboy Sweetheart. I think she does a great job. But apparently yodeling, especially going high pitch, can spread COVID. So who knew? So if you got somebody who's a yodeler, you know, they like yodel in the shower, don't take a shower with them because you can unfortunately get COVID. All right. Speaking of showers, net gators. First study came out. A study came out about a month or two ago saying if you wear a gator, it'll spread the droplets worse than some of these other masks. And they had done a study on which mask was the best. And, of course, the N95 respirator without a valve was the best in terms of preventing COVID spread. And then the surgical mask, like, you know, those little blue or yellow, white surgical masks people wear. Then they looked at cloth masks and, you know, homemade masks. And then gaiters not only came in worse. Those are the ones where they're really smooth on the skin. And, you know, you could actually, you know, when you're watching, I think Kyle Shanahan wore one. I forget. You know, you see a lot of the coaches wear the gaiters. And then, unfortunately, you see, the, you know, the gator get all wet when they're screaming at the players because it's thin. It's thin. It's comfortable to wear. Well, a study had come out a couple months ago, which we talked about, saying the gaiters could actually spread the droplets more. They'll take the big droplets, spray it out into smaller droplets so people can unfortunately get more sick. Well, then a study came out a few weeks later, or a few weeks ago, saying, no, gaiters are good. And so we're like, oh, are they? They go, yeah, gators are good. I don't know what anybody's talking about. Well, this gator study that had come out, and hold on, I just lost my Facebook feed. Sorry about that. Let me get this going. Yeah. I got to tell you, man, we are just so tech-savvy now on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I love it. So the next study had come out saying, no, gators do work. Gators offer some sort of protection. It's a face covering. So, yeah, they do work. Well, apparently we're being told that, unfortunately, there might have been some secondary gain where there might have been, I don't believe it was a non-peer-reviewed study. You kind of need peer reviews. You need peers to look at the study and make sure there's no conflict of interest, all right? And then there was concern that the research was commissioned by a manufacturer of these gators in the industry. So for those people selling gators, if they're like, look, we want to prove that our gators work, they can do a study, they can commission a study, they can have a financial interest in a study, but that's got to be very apparent. And we in the media, which is why I didn't talk a lot about that, we in the media have to be very discerning on which, and very discriminatory on which we, well, I don't, not discriminate in a bad term, but we need to discriminate which stories and which studies are valid scientific studies. If I say, oh yeah, there's a study saying that, you know, soda pop is healthy, you guys are going to be like, wait a second, is that a study that was done by, you know, physicians and all that, or was that a study that was kind of commissioned by a soda pop company? You know, so it's my job to kind of make sure I give you guys kind of the background on where these studies come from. So when we learn about studies in medical school, you know, we spend more time on who wrote the study than what the content was. Because if you find out that there's some secondary gain, you start to kind of question, well, can we really use this? Not that companies don't provide science. I mean, I think Bayer Aspirin, I think Bayer gave us a lot of, you know, data on aspirin, and there's been companies that have, you know, sometimes been the only people doing the studies. That's why with pharmaceutical drugs, there's been this big debate on their studies, because if, you know, we want to know more about statins or, you know more about some of these other medications we use, you know, for people, we kind of need somebody to study them. And if we can't wait for the government to study them, the pharmaceutical company goes, guys, look, this is what we found. You know, we're going to use what we can. Science is science. But it does help to know who's coming up with it. So right now with neck gaiters, a bunch of us are kind of like, well, at least it's a face covering, but we don't know 100%. I don't think the CDC believes they make things worse. They just might not be the best sort of face coverings. All right. What else do we got? Mouthwashes. Okay, I don't know if you guys want to gargle with this mouthwash, but apparently in the Journal of Medical Virology, they're coming up with a rinse, an oral and nasopharyngeal rinse, means something that goes up in the nose, that includes 1% baby shampoo, a neti pot to help get it in there, peroxide, and mouthwash, and they're trying to make, I apologize, they're trying to make this concoction that we could use to help inactivate the coronavirus. And they actually found, this is from Penn State College of Medicine, that, you know, a mouthwash that has baby shampoo in it and some other things could be used to inactivate the human coronavirus. In fact, it inactivated it for 2 minutes, or after 2 minutes of contact. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I gargle, I gargle and then I just spit. I mean, I don't really sit with it in my mouth. Two minutes is a long time. But for this rinse to kill 99% of coronavirus in your mouth or in your nose, I couldn't stick it in my nose. No. I'd probably rather get the coronavirus. I know I shouldn't say that. It's kind of hard to stick something in your nose. But anyway, that's what they're looking at right now. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA-4.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to
be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.